Radio listeners, this is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of ABC Shoe, the show that what?
Sees people
for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. And this evening at the 15th Street Farm, ABC Zoo is...
Okay, hello, this is MM, so Amanda Marshall, here at 15th Street Farms, and this is an event that Alexis Baum brought us all together for. So the table that I am sitting at, it's all her fellow neighbors from historic Kenwood, and I'm going to kick things off and pass the phone around to my table to talk about something that either a way we met Alexis or something special that she's brought to her life. For me personally, I've enjoyed getting to know Alexis over the last almost 5 years, and the one special thing I find is she never does things alone. She always wants to do something in partnership and help to uplift those around her. And I find that special about her podcast, whether it's the woman that's helping her produce it, she wanted to help her and bring her along on this journey with her, or the people that she uplifts in her stories. She's done that for me with Historic Kenwood and teaching me along the way, and I feel like she's touched a lot of people in that way. So I'm going to pass the phone now.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Samantha Staley, or SS of SS Sees You, a spontaneous spinoff of ABC Sees You. Today at the 15th Street Farm, SS sees who?
Mike Tortora.
Mike, tell me a bit about what's going on here tonight.
This is an Ikigai dinner at the 15th Street Farm, and it's awesome.
Please tell me, what does Ikigai mean?
I'm going to say purpose combined with what you can actually survive with. It's a whole intersection of concentric circles of what floats your boat and what you can get paid for all at the same time.
So it sounds like a bit of your passion mixed with what you're actually good at.
And it reminds me of a Greek word I'll mispronounce called erete, which is purpose.
Ooh. And Mike, if you don't mind me asking, what do you believe your purpose is?
That's a little tricky, but, you know, this dinner has got me thinking about it, and lately I think it's making connections.
Can you tell me about some of the connections you've made here tonight?
Well, tonight I met SS, and I was brought here by a new connection named Scott, and he introduced me to Emmanuel a few days ago, and we ended up sitting at the head of the table with all the dignitaries of the event, so that was fun.
Oh, that's wonderful. Could you see yourself coming back here again in the future?
I am definitely coming back here.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, there was an activity that took place during the dinner where folks at the table had to kind of place themselves somewhere on the spectrum between structured or spontaneous. Mike, where did you place yourself on that spectrum?
Well, first, I just have to say, I am definitely on the spectrum. And I had a little problem with that spectrum because I definitely want to be structured. I probably do better with structure, but I'm not really that structured. So we ended up editing me a couple of times.
So your initials kind of moved around a bit on that line?
They did.
Okay, gotcha.
They did.
And that's an interesting thing about life itself, right? We don't stay stagnant.
No.
We ebb and flow.
Sometimes we realize we need more, sometimes we need less.
Absolutely.
Travel ended up being talked about by more than one of the groups because I feel like if you're going on vacation or you're going on a trip, you're going to spend some time planning, maybe defining some structure, but then once you get there, if you try to stay too rigid to a structure, you won't have as much fun if you just let things happen that come your way.
Absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Well, now that you've been through this dinner, and it's not quite over yet.
No, waiting on that chocolate cake.
I'm going to ask you a very important question.
Uh-oh.
What is your Ikigai?
Connection.
It is connection.
So I spent a lot of time in my life trying to save a planet that doesn't want to be saved as an ecologist, a professional ecologist. And I got a master's degree in statistics. And then I started doing data science, and it's all awesome. I love data. I love making connections with data. But connections are really where it's at, all kinds.
So that extends to people as well,
exactly.
Not just the data.
Yes, exactly.
One last question, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with SSCZU. One last question. If you were to tell someone out there that's never been to the farm or never been to an Ikigai dinner, what would you tell them that would get them to come?
Good food, good people, good conversation. You should come and see the farm just to see the farm. This is a really cool little gem in St. Pete that I'll bet you didn't know was here.
Mike, thank you so much for having this chat with me. You heard it here on SSCZU.
Hi, I'm Ashley Riley, and I obviously met Alexis when we moved to Historic Kenwood, and she is just a figure that's so positive in our neighborhood. And ironically, I know her mom even better, and anyway, Randy, her mom, and I took pottery classes, and she's like, oh, you live in Historic Kenwood. You must know my daughter, Alexis. And it took me a while to put two and two together, but I can see the energy of both of them. They are just so positive, and, like, you want to know them. Okay, now I'm going to pass the phone.
And my name is Lon Riley. I'm Ashley's husband, and I've known Alexis for a little while, been a guest on ABCZU. And I can say one thing that's very positive about Alexis. She made maybe the most uninteresting person on the planet a little interesting and heard for about a minute and a half. So thanks, Alexis, for everything you do, and I will pass it on.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Pauline Chilton of PCCZU, a spontaneous spinoff of ABCZU. Today at the 15th Street Farm, PCC's who?
Randy Baum.
What has been going on here tonight?
Tonight we're here at the 15th Street Farm, and we're involved in an event, and I cannot pronounce what that is. Do you know what it is?
Oh, it is called Ikigai, and this is where we talk about our Ikigai. So where did you put your initials on the structured spontaneous spectrum?
Yeah, there was a timeline almost looking from being structured all the way to the opposite of being spontaneous. And I put myself all the way at the itty bitty end of being very spontaneous. But that's with a clause attached to it. I tend to be a person who lives in the moment, and I'm very spontaneous, but people assume that I'm not structured at all. But the way I think of being spontaneous and living in the moment, it's not that you don't structure things. It's just that you can structure things, and when they go awry, you're totally fine with however it turns out.
Oh, I love that. Can you share again the story you were telling us earlier?
Well, I was making jokes because this will be fun now, too. My daughter is Alexis Baum of ABCZU. So she did a talk tonight, and she seems very spontaneous, and that's how she leads her life. But she does have a very structured end to her, for sure. So when I questioned the table, I said, now that you know my daughter, where do you think I fall on that spectrum? And anybody who knows me, I even went over to another table that does know me well, and I said, okay, which end am I at? Somebody said spontaneous. We know.
Right, and we did guess spontaneous. So what are you enjoying most about tonight?
First of all, the food at the 15th Street Market, 15th Street Farm, you can't beat. I mean, it's so lovely to be eating the food that's grown here, and in fact, the woman who's sitting next to me is one of the volunteers here. So she was pointing out that, oh, this is all the stuff we picked and we ate. We're eating it now. It's so nice to see it come to full fruition. So the sharing of the 15th Street Farm is fabulous. And if you haven't been, my encouragement is to even just come look over the fence, because it's an amazing view to see all the stuff that they grow here. But especially if you can attend an event, and especially an event that, you know, shares the food and has the food, it's phenomenal. So that is number one. But of course, the second thing is really meeting the people. And then, of course, on that list is seeing my daughter do the program that she's doing. So that was a special treat for me.
Oh, that's amazing. And you've been to the farm before?
Yes, I mean, I've followed it a little bit. I always felt like I should be here a lot more, but it doesn't present itself always. So it was interesting how this came up. I was just here last week for the pizza night, which was also fabulous because I didn't think I was going to be able to come to tonight's event. But lo and behold, it unfolded and I'm here also, and I can never get enough of the 15th Street Farm.
Well, it's a real pleasure for me to be here and a real pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for having this chat with me. You heard it here on PCC's You.
Hey, it's JC over here, one and only, with my boy Graham. And hey, so how I met Alexis, I'm trying to recall. I'm pretty sure that, well, I just moved to the neighborhood like 5 or so years ago. And I had just moved in, and Alexis was the person that dropped off the welcome basket. And if I recall correctly, we met at the first neighborhood meeting, and we started bonding over the fact that we're both born in New Jersey and how much of a vibe that is, and that we're down here living life. And she's been such a great addition to the neighborhood. And I learned very quickly, I'm like, this lady gets stuff done. So she's done so much for the community, so much for the neighborhood, and just been really, really exciting to have her just be a part of our lives and see how neighbors change because of all the work that she and other leaders have done. So, yeah, any thoughts you got?
Yeah, I'll. This is GS, aka Graham. I know Alexis because when we first moved in, we went to a porch party, and Mandissa was complaining that there's no crosswalk across from our house. And so we got introduced to Alexis, said, hey, this is the person you need to talk to. We talked to Alexis, and then it went from crosswalk, and then Mandissa got pulled into all the neighborhood stuff, and Alexis, she pulled us into to all the activities from there. So it went from wanting a crosswalk to being president of the Neighborhood Association for Mandissa, and that's how I know Alexis.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Jessica Gatuma, or JY, of JY Sees You, a spontaneous spinoff of AB Sees You. JY Sees Who?
Oh, okay, Sees Who. Me. Charlie Ann Turner. Hi. Or CAT.
Charlie Ann, it's so nice to meet you. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're doing here tonight?
I'm here by invitation by JY. And I was here for a new experience and to have really good food and to meet new people.
Yeah. Good. Are you enjoying yourself this evening?
I love it.
JY thought you would.
I love it.
Good. I'm so happy to hear that. Do you have anything coming up that you're looking forward to? Any exciting plans in your future?
I'm going to Alaska next week.
How long will you be gone?
A whole week. 7 days.
On a cruise.
On a cruise, yes. So I am finishing up work. I'm packing. I'm ordering hiking boots. I'm renting clothes. And I am going to try to fit everything into a carry-on.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a bold goal to be putting everything into a carry-on for a cold weather place because the clothes are a little bit larger.
I heard that I could wear the jacket and then just be wearing a jacket.
Yeah. That's
nothing
true.
Fancy.
Yeah, that's true. Now, Alaska cruise, is that something that you would normally choose? Like, if you could go anywhere, where would it be?
Italy.
So is this friend that you speak of chose this destination?
Yes, this friend chose this destination.
Okay. It's somewhere you've not been yet? So it'll be a new
experience. I have never been to Washington. I have never been to Alaska. And I have never been to Victoria, Canada.
It's going to be a beautiful trip.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. A beautiful trip. How long will you be in Washington for?
A day when I arrive and a day when I get back. And I will be going to a Mariners baseball game.
Yay!
Yeah.
JY loves baseball too.
CAT loves baseball.
Yeah. What are you enjoying most about this evening?
Connecting with everyone at my table. This has been a really incredible experience. Meeting everybody, hearing their story. This has been beautiful.
Yeah.
The food's really good, but the company's been better.
Yes.
This is JVS reporting in on tonight's show. It's been a really fun night tonight to see Alexis in her element. I think that she always brings a light to the room and is engaging with people in a way that maybe not everyone has the skill for. So I just always appreciate her enthusiasm for people and meeting them where they're at and really getting to know a bit of more about who they are and kind of peel back the layers in a beautiful, kind of friendly way.
So. Hey, this is Alec here. Alexis has been a great friend and client here in Historic Kenwood. But it goes way beyond that. I think working with her on the board for a few years, working with her on some fun meetings at City Council has really shown her true passion and her ikigai. You can see it within her community and how she affects everyone around her. Ironically, I read the book Ikigai 2 months ago and maybe I've inspired her to read a little bit herself. But she has obviously shown that she has found her passion and is using it to influence others throughout the world. But keep up the great work, Alexis.
Hey, this is Scott Callison with JS Sees You. I'm sitting here with
Beatrice Farrell
at the 15th Street Farm, and we're having an interview right on the spot because we have been listening to AB Sees You with Alexis Baum, and I'm here because I'm super curious. First of all, Beatrice, tell me about that bug that you just killed.
I saw the mosquito coming toward my finger and it had to die.
I am so glad that you killed that mosquito before it bit somebody else. Now, how do you enjoy eating outside in the Florida heat?
I'm glad that it's in the evening at dusk so I can see if mosquitoes really still love me, and they do, and I will be slabbing myself with
cold drill
when I get
off. I saw a mosquito was drowning in the sweat on my forehead, but luckily the food in the company is fantastic. So, Beatrice, tell me how it is that you have found yourself sitting here at the 15th Street Farm after how many years of doing community work in the city of St. Petersburg, and now we're sitting here randomly next to each other as we like randomly met each other at an event a few years back, sitting next to each other at a table.
So when they first opened, I came here. So that might have been 8 years ago when I was still at the Deuces, when they were just, it wasn't all this yet, I came to visit. But I did a lot of community work and my whole goal was never to make anything about me. So I'm more of a, please can I blend into the woodwork and the background kind of person.
Did you have anything to do with like other people growing food, like the youth farm and grocery store call? Did they all find each other, or did you find yourself making connections for the farm?
For here, I didn't. I think Carla Bristol, I don't know if she was here, she does the youth farm. Deuces Corner Park, we had a board member who really wanted to do it. And actually, it was a gentleman who owns, his name is Jugular, and I can't remember his last name because everybody just calls him Jug. But he has been trying to get that space across the street from his building for 10, 11 years. Nice. And we were able to, when I was at the Deuces Live as the ED, we were able to get the space because there's a lot of conversations about food, and Gina Driscoll made sure we got a lease, but they didn't want to lease it. The nonprofit had to lease it because they didn't want to lease it to a business owner or an individual. So that was really that was a barrier. And there's another garden on 22nd Street, the 15th Avenue and 22nd Street, Ramona Brayboy has one also.
This is amazing. I've learned so much more about food systems. I think we need to serve this up as for like a podcast episode 2 and help connect more people producing food locally to see how we can maybe eat in more healthy ways.
Well, let me tell you, I was on a committee. It's called the Pelican Grant Program. The city of St. Petersburg, funded by the Healthy St. Pete.
We're getting two chocolate cakes coming up.
finish that thought, please.
So there's a grant program that will allow four people to get a trailer and a cart so that they can sell fresh produce. So I was on that review committee.
Oh, thank you so very much.
Well, and with that, we're going to have dessert now. Thank you, Beatrice.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining JSCs on the ABCs. Peace out.
Peace out.
Putting you on the spot.
Oh, I love me some Alexis. So the first time I remember meeting Alexis was when I went to go get my transit pass and join the neighborhood.
Who is this talking?
Association. Oh, this is Sparks. Duh. I forgot about that. So, yes, and I thought, what brilliant mind is this? She was the first one to put this transit pass together that's associated with a neighborhood association. So I thought, wow, she's a doer, she's a maker, she's a wonderful person, and I really enjoy her company, and I love talking to her. I could go on and on, but I'm going to pass it on.
This is one of the Jennifers, Jennifer Anderson. I have the same story. It was when I went to pick up my transit pass. I went to Alexis's house, picked up the transit pass, started talking. It turned out we both did a lot of similar things. We both traveled all over the world. We both taught design thinking workshops. I think we both had relationships with partners who we only see occasionally throughout the year. And then we've been meeting at the farm, so it's grown from there.
Love you, Alexis.
Brony does not want to be seen. Who is this?
Mitch, thank you, guys.
Mitch what?
Mitch Rappaport.
Mitch Rappaport, a.k.a. our amazing chef. Of Mitch is like, stop now. But you've been hiding in the kitchen for a reason, but I just want to hear real quick. How did you fall into love with cooking? Like, what's your story?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn in the house!
Fishing boat back in the neighborhood, and I started cooking fresh back on that boat back in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow.
And that was my first introduction to food.
And how long ago was that?
About 20 years ago.
20 years, people, were eating, and there was no fish cooked tonight, so how did you even come up with tonight's dinner?
Puttanesca is a popular dish back in Brooklyn. Typically on Sundays. Thank you so much. So it's something I've done a lot, and I thought you guys would enjoy it, and it seems like you did, so thank you.
And I have one final question. How hot is it in that kitchen tonight?
Hot.
Okay, well, it's hot here in St. Petersburg, Florida, but we've made it a pretty cool evening, I think, right? Thank you all for participating. Thank you for being here.
Hey, this is Steph, Get to the Roots stuff. I edit and produce ABC's You. I just want to thank everyone for getting so into recording their own spin-off episodes. And I had such a good time editing and putting this together. There was a bit more editing on this compilation to give it a good flow and to make sure that it had the same spontaneous spirit throughout, even though it's a longer episode. So thank you guys all for getting so enthusiastically involved in doing your own spinoff episode. And I'm gonna ask Alexis if she will let me play this on my radio show as a special feature to give you guys a little bit more airtime and to share the joy of the fantastic night at 15th Street Farm.